We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Man, welcome in. Just what the doctor ordered. Three-game win streak for your Orlando Magic. Taking care of business against the Detroit Pistons, 113-91. And yes, you guys are stuck with me tonight. My name is Luke. If you're not familiar with the Six Man Show, you've never heard us before. We are a podcast that drops episodes twice a week, every Monday, every Thursday. So after this gets done recording, I'm going to hop on the mic with Jonathan and we're going to record the episode that will be out to you guys tomorrow. So once again, my name is Luke. This is the Six Man Show post-game live presented by Rock'em. And real quick here, we're going to jump into Rock'em and what they are able to offer you, all the deals they've got, because we have a code here you see in the top right of your screen right now. If you use code MAGIC20 at checkout, it's 20% off all their items. Let's jump into that real quick here. So, as you guys can see here, they've got a lot of stuff. It is coming up on St. Patrick's Day. That is why they've got all of this highlighted. Looks like they're doing right now a free shipping on all $50 plus orders. That's like, I think, three, four pairs of socks should be able to get you to that, and you would get the free shipping. Again, Magic 20 at checkout, you get 20% off. Helps them, helps us, helps Magic fans, because they got a lot of really good stuff. They don't just have Magic stuff. They've got everything. You've seen these like little carpet road things, a city map rug, the S symbol that we used to draw over our notebooks. They've got a lot of different stuff. They don't just have sports or just that type of stuff. They've got Iron Man, Captain America, Spider-Man, Black Panther, everything. They got Pixar, DC Comics, Cartoon Network. They've got it all. So once again, this is not done without the help of our guys and girls over at Rock'em. Go check them out. Rock'em.com. Magic 20 off of all your orders. 20% off. All right, guys. We got some stuff to cover here, right? Like I said, the Magic are now on a three-game win streak. But the one thing I want to cover first here is our Super Chat. Of course, it wouldn't be a post-game live without Ty, Mr. TV, coming in. Says, hit the like button. Play our song. We play sloppy with big leads. It won't work on good teams. But a W is a W. The playoffs chase is fun. It is fun. Ty, Mr. TV did not tell any lies there. There's just nothing better than after the All-Star break, getting to just look at the standings. Okay, what happens if this team above us loses and we win and this other team? There's just so much that goes into it, man. So yeah, like Ty, Mr. TV said, hit that like button. Let's celebrate the Magic W. Got another super chat actually coming in. We'll do this, hit this here. Luis Rosario, thank you so much. As Paolo with the Jam Hot Chicken Jam of the Game. As you guys know, it's the segment we run on the show is the Jam Hot Chicken Jam of the Week. But tonight, Jam of the Game. And it might have been Jam of the Week, and I haven't consulted with Jonathan about this. Still could be. But that Jalen Suggs dunk the other night still wins it for me. So with that, yeah, absolutely. Paolo, if we had a Jam of the Game, Paolo wins it. That was awesome. That was a lot of fun. Oh, man, I'm going to catch up here in the chat. Ty says, go Cavs, go Spurs for real. Exactly, you get it. You're watching, you're box score watching, you're pulling up the streams, all of everything. Michael Martin says, bring out the brooms. Maybe an overlook part of tonight because you just expect to beat the Pistons. You win, you sweep the season series against the Detroit Pistons. Huge. Who's this other super chat here? We got one coming in from the Six Man Show from us. Wow, I love it when I'm endorsed by my teammates here. The boys are in Charlotte for next game. Let's go. That's exactly right. Myself, Jonathan, Kevin, we will all be in Charlotte on Tuesday. And then after the game, we're going to go to the hotel room or the Airbnb, I should say. And we're going to record the postgame live all together. So you got Kevin a few episodes ago on here. You got Jonathan last time. You got me this time. And you got all of us, the trifecta, on Tuesday. Going to be a lot of energy in that room, we hope, because that means the Magic won. I don't know what we're going to do if the Magic don't win that game against Charlotte, but that's one you got to do. Got to win. Luke, who always throws me off in the chat, because I'm like, did I say something? And do people think that's me? That's fine, because Luke always has great takes. Luke says, Markel looked really good tonight. Wish we got that every night. It's a valid wish. It's a valid wish. We'll break it down. He did have an awesome game. Shoots a perfect, I think, 8-for-8 from the field. He really was awesome tonight and gave the Magic a huge stretch where he scores like 10 straight points for the Magic and was a huge lift. And Noel Ramirez says, come on, Cavs, beat the Knicks. That's exactly what we're going to be looking at. People listening tomorrow are going to be already knowing what happened in that game. But we'll be looking at that throughout the show, I'm sure, seeing what's going on. Knicks were off the last time I looked. Time Mr. TV said, Luke, we want the streak. Bring out the nips. People are saying, Ty, they're saying. I was actually really bummed because the rule that I've put into effect and that Jonathan has put into effect with me as my co-host, Magic hit 5 wins in a row, the shirt comes off. As happened earlier this year when the Magic went on that 9-game win streak, for those who might not know. And that Charlotte game, unfortunately, is a 4-game win streak if we win. So it's not the 5 mark. Jonathan and Kevin probably happy. We can't get maybe demonetized because the tops are off and I'm in their presence. They might not like that very much. But yeah. Ty, you've got some crazy comments already. And Luke says, great takes is a Luke thing. That's absolutely right. Jonathan is the one running the show's account right now, says, you should not admit that you're bummed about that. I am bummed. Mark it. Record this. Screenshot it. I am bummed. I can't be tops off on Tuesday in Charlotte for a 5-game win streak because it's going to be 4 if the Magic win instead. Michael Martin says, hope Jalen Brunson will be okay, though. Yeah, Jalen Brunson had a weird injury going up for a shot tonight against the Cavs, but the Knicks PR actually tweeted out and said that he is questionable to return. So I don't know if he's going to return tonight, but it looks like the Knicks and Jalen Brunson and the game of basketball dodged a bullet. Jalen Brunson is a lot of fun. Glad that dude is okay. Ruben C., I'm just looking at the chat here. It gets me distracted sometimes. Ask how Jonathan and I met our wives. That's too long for a post-game live, that's for sure. We're going to get into the game and look at it and see what went right in the game, what went wrong. How I met my wife, church, essentially. How Jonathan met his wife, honestly, not super sure. Not super sure how Jonathan met his wife, but lovely couple, I tell you. Vibrant Star says, play the song. I tried. I gave a valiant effort to get the song here, but it would involve me clipping. Kevin's got it on lock, on deck, ready to go. So let's imagine we're playing the song and we're hitting a little Orlando Magic, Orlando Magic, Orlando Magic. Oh, all right. Perfect. Glad that one's over. We're playing the song, though. We stand by it. Liam Brown says, do you think Fultz will keep this up? I don't know what that means, because really, he was 8 for 8. He was great, right? Like, his shot chart typically just looks very paint heavy. Can he keep that up? 8 for 8, that's tough. I don't know. I'm a little bit of a skeptic, but I was very happy that he was on our team tonight. That's for sure. Michael Lynch says, 100 plus maniacs in here. Hit the like. Listen to Michael Lynch from Ireland. Came over for some games recently. Got to meet Michael Lynch. Also a patron of ours. So shout out to Michael Lynch. All right, y'all. Let's jump into some stats. Let's jump into some stats. Look at how this game went. See what we're looking at. All right. So we're going to do that. We're going to jump into a little bit of a box score action here. All right. Here we are. As you guys can see, the Magic win 113 to 91. And that's a lot of pluses in the starting lineup. For those of you guys can see in that plus minus column, Paolo plus 30, Franz Wagner plus 29, Wendell plus 31, Gary Harris plus 29, Jalen Suggs plus 32. Jalen Suggs doing a lot that maybe didn't show up in the box score tonight, because he looked great. He impacted the game, as you guys can tell by those plus minuses. That starting unit dominated. Also on the back of Paolo Banchero. A welcome sight after battling those illnesses, some inefficient nights. And we're seeing Paolo coming back into form. He plays 32 minutes. That's a great sign for a guy coming off a sickness. Maybe conditioning was a little bit off. Seems like we're good. We're back. 10 of 16, super efficient. Gets to the line, shoots 9 free throws. That's what we need, man. 9 free throws, hits 8 of the 9, and that's what we really need. 8 rebounds, 5 assists. I mean, Paolo Banchero really is doing it all. Wendell Carter Jr., 19 points, 8 rebounds, 2 for 3 from 3, and 7 for 7 from the free throw line. Really good job tonight. Bench unit struggled a little bit. Bench unit struggled a little bit, unless your name was Markelle Fultz. 8 for 8, like I said, 16 points. He had a run, I believe it was maybe into the second going into and into the third, or maybe third going into the fourth. I want to say it's second quarter going into the third. But where Markelle scores 10 straight Magic points, well needed, extends the Magic lead, gets things going. As you guys can tell, like by the quarter by quarter breakdown here at the top of the screen, the Magic win the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and the fourth quarter. It's the rare four-quarter sweep. It really doesn't happen very much. It's something, quarter by quarter breakdown is something I look at a lot. It doesn't happen much. Typically, if the Magic win, they won 3 out of the 4 quarters at the most. So for the Magic to just dominate wire to wire, very much welcomed. You had your moments of scare tonight, maybe. But for the most part, Magic just took care of business. If the lead got to single digits there in the second half, the Magic extended once again. On the Pistons side of the ball, Cade Cunningham, much different night than he had the other night against the Magic, which played a huge part in the result of this game. 4 of 12 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. Doesn't get to the free throw line. Not a great showing for Cade Cunningham. One he might want to forget. Facilitated well. 7 assists to 1 turnover. And that's been kind of what Cade has struggled with, especially early in the year. High turnovers, despite high assists. He was still turning the ball over a ton, oftentimes more than he was assisting. So to see him with a 7-1 turnover, assist to turnover game for Cade should be a positive sign for Detroit fans. And if you're a Detroit fan that watched this game and stuck with it, man, I feel so bad for Detroit. The Magic give them their 50th loss on the season, and the Magic improve to 20-8 at home if this ESPN is updated, correlating with the final score. Man, I like I said, wire to wire, I'm very grateful. I know it's just the Pistons, but Kyle Kuzma, ironically, now on just as bad of a team after their recent struggles, said you don't want to be that team that loses to the Pistons when they were on that huge losing streak. It feels the same even when the Pistons may not be on a crazy long losing streak. You don't want to lose to the Pistons. So the Magic make them fall to 9-50, take care of business. And that's really what the Magic have been able to do with these teams that you should beat. That's what good teams do. They come in, they take care of business, on to the next one. And that is very much what this is going to continue to be for the rest of the year. Take care of business, on to the next one. In this case, it's Tuesday against Charlotte. People know this, especially if you're listening to this. The Magic have such great opportunities that lie ahead of them because they took care of business at the beginning of the season. They took care of business. They stayed afloat in that super rough December-January stretch. Barely at times, it felt like. But you stayed afloat. You kept the record respectable. And now, the Magic have earned their 35th win of the season, surpassing last season's win total of 34. So that is wrong on the screen, the home record, which is what I figured at that point because the total record's wrong. The Magic are 21-8 at home now. Guessing that means the Pistons are 5-26, and the Magic gave them their 51st loss tonight. So, man, let's check back in with the chat real quick before we move to some team stats, see if there's anything that you guys gathered from the box score, something we can maybe take a look at. Jump back over to the full screen here. Let's check. Oh, we got a super chat. Do I even put that on the screen? I don't think. Listen, this is kind of a suspect show at times. But I don't know if I even want to put it on the screen. But he says, if there's any kids listening to this, I literally can't put this up. I appreciate the super chat. We appreciate you. And I get a new username, and it's not in my morals, I don't think, which is saying something. I can't put it up. All right. Chris D says, keep banging the 50 wins drum. Chris, that would be crazy, right? That would be crazy. 50 wins. The prediction I made a few games ago when I looked at the schedule, how easy it was, the 50 wins, I think I had us at like 56 or 46 wins. 56, goodness. 46 wins. So 50, I mean, that's only four more, but a win, it's tough to win in the NBA. So man, it's tough. So I don't know. I'm with it. 50 wins would be awesome. Jonathan says 15-6 the rest of the way. I don't know. Is that what the math is? Yeah, it is. 15-6 the rest of the way. Hey, man, you catch fire. We've seen this team do it. And your schedule, as we all know, isn't super tough. It gets a little more difficult at maybe a couple small spurts end of the season, like last three games. Time-lapse Marvel says, I don't know about you, but I'm very curious to see how our players perform in a playoff environment. Absolutely. Just because it is so much different. It's a lot more half-court offense, slow it down. But that, I would love that for the sake of, I will love that for the sake of the Magic and their defense and what they're able to do. They can slow the team down if they need to. And then that half-court set, that defense is scary. If the teams aren't pushing the pace, trying to get up the court the whole time like they are during the regular season, and they're just, it's slow, grinded out basketball. I do like our chances a lot more in that respect.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire.
Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Times TV says, oh, we are going streaking soon. We're streaking now, baby. We're streaking now. That's three in a row. You could start calling this a little streak. Win against Charlotte, four in a row. We'll take a look at kind of the rest of the schedule and see, not the rest of the schedule, but the immediate. But maybe play a game. How many in a row does Luke and do the listeners, watchers, viewers think the Magic are going to be able to do? Kevin's probably done something like that. Jonathan might have done it last episode. I'm not sure, but I haven't done it with you guys, and we're gonna do it. Robert said that Paolo dunk was insane. It was. Coast to coast, clear for takeoff. Get up, young fella. Slams it home. Slams it home. That dude's otherworldly. He's going to be a monster in his prime. A monster. You talk about teams not wanting to see us in the playoffs. Paolo Banchero, when he is not letting you speed him up, he's playing at his pace. Get a little bit more shooting around him. And that's going to be dangerous. Stephen Luong says, I just hate that we're 1-13 versus the Heat this year. Should have been 2-2 at the most. Agree. Without Jimmy Butler and you lose, can't happen. Robert says, Pacers down going into the fourth. Perfect. Those that are watching, Pacers obviously are right around the Magic. We're going to take that off. We're going to go back into some team stats here. Look at what went right and wrong for the Magic as a whole. What went right? The Magic shoot 59.7% from the field. Detroit, 38.4%. This is coupled with the fact that Magic played pretty great defense for most of this game. Only allowed 41 in the second half. Awesome. But also the Pistons, unfortunately, do stink. So there's that. But the Magic, as we know, great defensive team. Top five defense in the team, in the league, for sure. Everything suggests it. The Magic, again, low volume from three. That's their game. Name of the game. 23 threes, 30% is what it is. But this is where you look to. Points in the paint. Magic scores 68 points in the paint. To Detroit's 40. So the Magic protect the paint and they obliterate, abuse, decimate the Detroit Pistons in the paint. In general, but in the paint is how they did it. But the concern tonight was turnovers. 22 of them tonight. Unacceptable, especially against the Detroit Pistons. Let's look up turnovers forced per game NBA. One of my favorite sites is teamrankings.com. If you guys haven't checked them out, go check them out. Not an ad, but a lot of fun. Turnovers per game. Let's look at where Detroit falls. Detroit forces 12 turnovers a game, ladies and gentlemen. The Magic are fourth in the league at 15th in terms of like they create the most turnovers. Detroit, second worst at making teams turn the ball over. Also, I don't know if you guys just saw it. Kind of caught me off guard. Rock'em ad at the bottom. The computer's always listening. They always know. They always know. Rock'em.com. Six-man show. Post-game live show presented by Rock'em. So, yeah, you should not, under any circumstance, have 22 turnovers tonight. Pistons forced 12 a game. You also should have forced more Pistons turnovers than 12. I think the Pistons had zero in the first quarter. So that wasn't awesome. The Magic did not take care of the basketball tonight. There was someone in the chat earlier. I can't remember if I highlighted it or not. Someone in the chat earlier said, you can't turn the ball over like that against good teams. Against playoff teams in a playoff game. You can't turn the ball over 22 times. You're going to get eaten alive if you do that. You're going to look and you're going to be the team that loses by 20 instead of the team that wins by 20 like the Magic did tonight against Detroit. Take care of the basketball. That's going to be something that we're looking at going into the playoffs. How does this young Magic team deal with the playoff defense intensity? I don't know if you guys remember back when we played Toronto. DJ Augustine, I know you all remember this. DJ hits the three to win the game. And game one gets you that win. I will never forget parts of game three, a lot of parts of game three, and game four in what was then Amway. I would never forget watching the Raptors just clamp down, force turnovers, every single bucket was tough. That's how the playoff defenses can get. Thankfully, top defenses in the league can do that to a lot of teams. And I'm hoping the Magic are the team that can clamp up come the playoffs. Because you don't want to be the team getting clamped, turning the ball over because you're young and inexperienced and we've never faced this before. But it's all part of the game. It's all part of getting better. It's all part of building a dynasty. If we want to get there one day, we got to have some bad playoff runs. And this very well could be one, but I think we will all just take a playoff appearance. And then we've got Jonathan, who is just lying to the chat. He says, smash the like button and Luke will shave his head. What would have to happen for me to shave? I'm not even putting that out there, actually. I'm not doing that. I was going to say something reckless, like everybody in here would have to like the stream. There's how many of you? 110 of you right now. We'd have to get up to like another however many, whatever the discrepancy is. There's like 40 likes, 100. We need like 70 plus more likes for me to even try to honor that. And that's just not happening. And I'm not doing it. So let's be clear. Someone said Jonathan is on fire. Yeah. Some are saying. We got some questions. Jonathan says, be careful what you wish for. That dude is making 100 YouTube burners right now to like the stream and get me to shave my head. So if the Magic, Ellis says, if the Magic win a playoff series, get out that razor, Luke. I don't want to do that. I'll tell you why. I don't want to do that. Because if I put a negative thing, if I tie a negative thing to the Magic winning a series, I legitimately, for my well-being, would be in the worst internal battle of my life. Because I do not want to get a razor out and shave my head under any circumstances. Michael Martin says, we're speed walking, racing with these other teams like CP3 and that State Farm commercial. That's right. We're trying to keep up. Get it going. Jonathan's clarifying. Luke is not shaving his head. I appreciate you doing that. I do. I'm not shaving my head regardless of of you telling people I'm not shaving my head. It's not happening, but I do appreciate the likes. We're up to 50. So maybe we need more of that. Maybe we need more people believing that that's going to happen and these likes will continue to run it up. All right. I saw another question in there. I'm sorry I didn't put it up on the screen. I saw another chat that just asked where we are in the standings. That's a great question. I would love to tell you. We're going to jump over to the standings real quick. I'll refresh it. And let's take a look. Let's take a look. These are updated. So the Magic now, because the Magic were behind the Heat before the win tonight, but because the Magic are essentially have another win, and the Heat haven't played that next game yet, the Magic are sixth, sitting at 13 and a half games back at the first seed. But more importantly, and most importantly, the Philadelphia 76ers are only a half game up on the Orlando Magic. The Mavericks did the Magic dirty earlier today. If the Sixers would have lost to the Mavericks, which they should have, Mavericks were favored to win, Sixers still without Joel Embiid, then the Magic would have jumped the Sixers in the standings. Couple that with a Knicks loss, which the Knicks right now as it stands are up by four, then the Magic would have jumped to the fourth. So we were in fairy tale land this morning, but it wasn't super fairy tale. It was very possible. If the Magic won, the Sixers lost, and the Knicks lost, the Magic are fourth in the East. That's absolutely bonkers. That's bonkers. But tonight, as it stands, it looks like the best the Magic will be able to do is jump to fifth. Because if the Knicks were to lose, even though they're up right now in the fourth quarter, if they were to lose, the Knicks would drop. The Sixers would jump them in the standings to fourth. And the Magic have the tiebreaker over the Knicks, who would jump to the same record as the Magic. Magic own that tiebreaker and would then be in fifth, and the Knicks would be in sixth. So stay tuned to see how that one turns out. Absolutely. Yeah, people pointing out, yeah, Cleveland's within four. That's the last I just saw it. Who knows? Who knows what happens? But it seems like the more that these games get played, I think that we get caught up in the fact of like, oh, I don't know if the Magic like are better than the Knicks or better than the Sixers or whoever, right? We often look up and we're like, oh, the Magic just aren't as good. That doesn't matter anymore. We're in the tail end of the season. It is just you against the team you're playing against. And the Magic have such a favorable schedule compared to the other teams in this race, because they have the easiest by a wide margin. You're playing against those guys. You're not playing against the teams above you, per se, every single night that you think that are better than you. The Knicks right now, no Brunson. I don't know if he returned to the game against the Cavs. He was questionable return with a sore knee after that. But the Knicks are banged up enough. I would venture to say the Magic are better than the Knicks right now. The Knicks are 3-7 in their last 10, as you can see in these standings. The Magic are 8-2. The difference of health and the difference that makes is huge. Sixers without Embiid, the Sixers aren't that good without Embiid. They're 5-5 in their last 10. That's pretty true to kind of what I would say about them without Embiid. Magic are a better team than the Sixers. That's all moot because, like I said, you're playing the team across from you every single night. Get the win. And how good the teams are above you doesn't matter. You're just climbing the standings at that point. We are standings watching. Jonathan adds, ruled out. I'm assuming you're talking about Brunson. Luke says, Luke, did you add your initial at the end for me? So people wouldn't, I would know that it wasn't me saying the chat. I appreciate it. He said the Magic, Cavs, and Mavs were favored today. So not total fantasy land. It's not. It wasn't. But it feels like it now that the Sixers were playing like they hadn't beat again. Chris D says, what about if the Magic win a playoff series? Luke has to grow his beard out for a year. That's interesting. That's interesting because I have ugly facial hair. People try to tell me that all the time. Like, I don't know. I know. So growing it out for a year, if the Magic were to win a series, I'm embarrassed of what that would look like, honestly, just because what if it just doesn't grow much at all past what I usually see after however long I usually go? All right, we could do that. If the Magic win a playoff series, I'll grow out my facial hair for a year. Do we go a step further and say, I'll grow out my facial hair for a year and my hair? The facial hair and hair combo for a year if the Magic win a series. Chris Dees, I appreciate you, man. Weird beard for the win. That's exactly right. Weird beard for the win. Jonathan, I don't even know what you're saying at this point. I'm not even saying it. I'm not saying it. You know, I ruled out the other guy earlier. Jonathan said, Luke, don't do this, man. I don't mind growing my hair out and my facial hair out for a year if the Magic win a series. I really don't. That way anybody's like, Luke, you need a haircut. I'd be like, can't, sorry. Magic, we're cashing checks. So, Curtis says, you heard it here first, gang. I think we're on board. I think we can make this a thing. Doc says, hippie Luke, let's go. Let's go, man. Let's go. I'm ready for it. Time Mr. TV says, beards and nips and hippie hair. That's what I added, but let's do it. I don't think I can get overruled. The stipulations are obvious. If my work tells me to shave because my hair is too long, I'll be like, all right, fine. But until I am approached by work and that's it, to shave, then I'll keep it growing. I'll keep it growing. Wow. I'm glad we established this. All right, guys. Last thing we're going to do. Scores around the league. Okay. So you look. Oh, New York is up 5 with 4 minutes to go. That's tragic. That really is tragic. The Cavs came into this one, to answer someone in the chat earlier. Yes, they were without Donovan Mitchell. And they were out without Caris LeVert. And the Knicks are without Jalen Brunson. Dante DiVincenzo looks like he's the reason the Knicks are winning this game. 28 points. That's not a great loss, to be honest with you, for the Cavs. With Brunson going out, the Cavs were already favored to win, even with Brunson, even with Donovan Mitchell and LeVert being ruled out. A little bit of a bad loss with Brunson going out for sure, as that would have made the line tank if Vegas knew he was going to get hurt. Pacers, this is a good one. Pacers are down 10 to the Spurs. So if we toggle back over to the standings, the Pacers are a full game behind the Magic. If they lose this one, they'll drop to a game and a half behind the Orlando Magic. And we are looking good. The standings are shaping up and seeming to be shaping up in the Magic's favor. Got to continue winning these games. Let's look at Orlando Magic schedule. Let's see. Can we toggle that by team? Let's see. Yes. Yes, we can. Schedule. Let's take a look. Right now, the Magic are on a three-game win streak. This is the last thing, and then we're going to get out of here because we got to record the podcast as well. At Charlotte, win. 4 in a row. Washington, 5. That's another win. 5 in a row. New York Knicks, with Brunson being kind of up in the air, who knows? They've probably got some games coming up before then. Brunson could play. Then the training staff realizes, and Brunson realizes, I'm not actually 100%. He gets ruled out for this Friday game. There's a lot that can happen. Magic win that game. Okay? So that's what, a 6-game win streak? So 5-game win streak, Washington. We will record that night. That's a back-to-back. We'll record that night. And if the Magic have won that game, tops off, nipples out, yours truly, Luke Sylvia, shirtless. So, 5-game win streak there, 6 New York, I'll call it. Indiana's tough. What does the standings look like or the last 10 for Indiana. They're 6-4. They're down right now, 6-5. You could be looking at a win on that one. If you win that one, that's kind of a pivotal game in terms of a win streak and putting it in jeopardy. That's the challenge, I would say. So you're at 7 at that point. Then if you beat Brooklyn, 8, took care of business last time. Toronto, 9, 10, Charlotte, 11. You going to New Orleans on an 11-game win streak? I mean, we're daydreaming at this point, but I don't really care. Like the New York game and the Indiana game, really the only ones that would put any fear into me. But if New York is without their guys still, which it seems like they're going to be without Randall and OG, and if at that point they're without Brunson, why not? So then Indiana, just because of the high-powered offense, we've shut them down before. We could do it again. And Brooklyn slightly scares me just because they've had our number, aside from that last time we played them where we beat the brakes off them and sent them packing. 11-game win streak is not out of the question. Is it likely? No, because it's hard to win an NBA game. And teams fall and they trip up and it happens. But the Magic get picked good against teams that aren't good. So, Time Mr. TV says Luke's going convertible on us. Yeah, I am, baby. Tops would be coming off after that fifth game. So that Thursday episode, it would be reckless, for sure. All right, y'all. We are coming on up on end time here. Make sure one more time I got all the super chats. Yes, I did. And again, to the guy that donated, I appreciate the donation, but I cannot say it. If you're in the chat, you know. If you're watching it back, live chat, you know. I appreciate the donation. We appreciate the donation. Keep tuning in. New episode tomorrow. In the meantime, let's go.